Does anybody have any questions about our ministry? Or, yes, sir. Yeah, there are some. We live in a bigger city, but even in that city, there's you can see the poverty. There are some very poor people. But you're right. As you go out, you see more of it. But there's just it's you're very poor over there. I'm over there. If you don't have money to see a doctor, you don't see a doctor. It's about how it is, and so it's sad. And you're right. There's a lot of poverty. Yes, sir. Well, we have not fully decided exactly where we're going yet. There's one of the pastors who comes in for a meeting. I preached at several of the churches that Brother Rao has helped establish. And one of the pastors said he had a really heart desire to reach this one area between where he is and Vishakhapatnam. And I was thinking about that. I have not decided. Exactly where yet? Well, I know where we are. There's a lot of people in construction. There's farmers over in that area. There's more farmers, yeah. And they may have a factory also, I think, in that area. No. They still have the caste system, although in the city it's not as prevalent as it is in the villages from what we understand. But even if it were, we just feel that they respect us and they think more highly of lighter skin. And so that perhaps is why, and perhaps it's because we're, you know, and they teaching is one of the highest of the caste, but we haven't found that. No, we haven't found any problem in that way. Yes, sir. Yeah, I did. I went to get a birth certificate for my son so that we could leave the country. It's very difficult. As you would not believe how hard it is to get a child out of India. But we had to get a birth certificate for him. He said 2,000 rupees. And I was like, and I didn't know if he's joking or what, but the other guy came to me when I was leaving. He said, that's going to be 2,000 rupees. And so, or 1,000, I forgot, maybe $1,020. But, yeah, there is a lot of corruption in government. Yes, ma'am, sorry. Well, I've heard one man who told me that his wife, he and his wife were married. She was Hindu. She became a Christian after they were married, and they had moved away. He had a job. They moved away from India. She called her family up, and she found out her brother's getting married, so she called her mother up and said, you know, can I come to the wedding? And she said, she called her father and said, if you are your father, what would you do? She said, I thought that meant I could come. So she went to the wedding, and while she was at the wedding, her father walked up to her and said, you're not part of this family anymore. However, there are people in our church, like Dr. Naidu has unsaved Hindu relatives, and so I guess it depends on the situation, whether they're going to be, if they're really like our tutor. I would think my tutor's family, they might be, you know, kicked out because she's very devout. So I guess it depends on the situation. Well, Dr. Naidu's children are not saved, and so it was not received in that way, and so that's the only example I can think of right now. I don't know of any others who I don't know the situation, so I'm sorry. Yes, sir. Some of them are fear. They have the gods are all different. They worship some gods for prosperity, some for health, and some for fear. But they've been doing it for so long. Their religion is really part of their culture. And so So for somebody to get saved out of there, and I heard Robbie Zacharias preach on that too. For somebody to get saved out of there, it's very difficult for some. It's like changing their culture. So. Any other? Yes, ma'am. Our support it's been okay. We have not focused on raising any more support this time. When we went to India, the rupee was at 45 rupees per dollar. And every time I say this, I confuse people. I try and say it clearly. But now, when we left India, the rupee lost value. The dollar gained value on the rupee. And so the rupee now is around 60 rupees per dollar. And so that has helped us. And so we haven't focused on the place where Suzanne grew up. The man who was the youth pastor there said, you know, I've had a lot of people come through my youth pastor, as I was youth pastor, and not many are serving the Lord. And so I want to take y'all on. So we praise the Lord. He took us on for support. We haven't raised very much support, and and the children are younger now, and so we're not real concerned about it yet. But maybe next time we come back, we'll see about it. We'll see how it is. But we're doing fine. We're not worried about it at all. Well, they're respectful to us, and they'll, you know, act like they're listening, but I don't know that they'd be more receptive to us than they would to another Christian. Perhaps they would. I don't know if they would, but they're respectful to us, and they'll listen when we talk to them. So it's difficult. Our tutor, you know, she's. All religions are the same, but, well, you know, we only have Jesus Christ, and He had to die for us, and, oh, well, you're right about that, and we've been able to step by step show her certain differences, because, you know, she believes every religion's just religion's religion, every religion's the same, essentially, and so we've been able to point out certain things to help her so far see that there are differences in that, so just have to explain to them the differences in Christianity and Hinduism. Left. Stay left. Stay left. Yeah, okay. Yeah. They do all over, though. Yeah, they're all over. And there's very... We didn't even know what a police officer was. What looked like for our first several months. We didn't even know what to look for, but they were green. We finally figured out what they were, but... We don't see too many around. But we feel safe where we are. And, of course, we don't go out at night. But we feel safe where we are. We praise the Lord for that. Any other questions? What I did for Abigail, my wife wants to homeschool, but what I like to do is send them to the school, the public school. They call it the private school. They call the private schools over there public schools. But I like to send them for a couple years. They start at 3 years old, and at 3 years old, she learned her alphabet. She learned to write to 100, and she learned the Hindi alphabet at 3. And so the people who can afford, now they have a high literacy rate there, but the people who can afford to get their children in school, that's why, you know, see a lot of these Indian people come to America, they're very smart. Well, they're very serious. And there was a lot of protests during the school year. They divided our state up into two states, and so they stopped the buses for 60 days. And the buses are ubiquitous. They're everywhere. But they stopped buses for 60 days. They built fires in the street. When our son Stephen was born, we had a doctor's appointment. A doctor appointment, just come in when you... around this time, and you go see the doctor. So we're going for a doctor's appointment. There's a big old giant fire in the street. We turn around and go back. The next day, we made a little further. We were able to find a detour. But I forgot what I was talking about. School, yes. But yeah, they start early in school. Yep. And so I like to keep them in for a couple years so that they can maybe pick up some of the language and all, but not too much because they have Hindu... theology and insight in the textbooks. Just like we used to have Christianity and Christian theology in the textbooks, well, they have the Hindu theology and Hindu mythology in the textbooks. So we're not going to send them for too long, but for a few years we'd like to.
But won't that pollute their
You're preaching my wife's. Not for too long, just for a little while. And we have devotions with them every day, and we teach them. So, not for too long, just for maybe a year or two. Okay, she doesn't remember the scene where they lift her up. Okay. I'm surprised you got that. Oh, sorry. Yes, sir. Our first year there, we had to do everything through rickshaw. And so we found a place near our house, about 3 or 4 blocks away. And it's really small. It's called a Spencer's, and we used to go there for all our stuff. When we first got there, culture shock hit us hard. We found some dried beans. We got some rice. We found frozen corn, though, at the store. And so our first few nights, we had corn and rice. And we were like, for a candy bar, a piece of chicken or something. But you can't go in it. There's nowhere you can go. You just got to get used to it. And you know, it's amazing what your body can get used to. And speaking about the heat, I was talking to a man. It's amazing what your body can get used to. And I was talking to a pastor, and he said to me, if your heart's in it. And that's right. If your heart's in it, it's amazing what your body can get accustomed to. That's home for us. We've become accustomed to it, and we love it there. And we, again, praise the Lord for the opportunity to serve there. We do see young people making the streets, but we've also seen they have a a program now where there people are passing out literature in Telugu and in English. It says, do not give to children. Do not give money to beggars. So they've got this thing going on, where, and they have big signs. Do not give money to children begging. But, and we've seen some. We haven't seen a whole lot of it, but we've seen, of course, you got beggars everywhere, but we have been approached on the street by children, very many children. But we have been approached by children, but not many. They sell stuff. They'll sell little airplanes and things to block the sun from coming in. Where I wear most of the men wear pants. Some of them will wear in their house. They'll wear a dhoti, which is like a sheet. They wrap a sheet around them, and then they'll wear a regular shirt, kind of like our button-up shirts. I see a lot of men wearing, and I feel comfortable wearing just khaki-type pants and a button-up shirt. Like if you noticed in the presentation, a lot of men are wearing that. But they also have their special garb that they wear for weddings and stuff. And the women wear saris. Most of the women wear saris or, what's that other thing called? Salwar kabis? Okay, salwar kabis, that's the pants suit and the shirt that comes down to the knees. That's actually very popular. Well, the hospital where Susan had her second baby is really not real far from our house, probably about 20 minutes or so, when you say, or 25 minutes or so, I don't remember exactly, but somewhere like that. But our son got a fever, and I'll try and tell this without getting emotional, but our son had a fever of 105, and we were scared, and there's nothing we can do. He was throwing up everything we gave him, and so we had to find a doctor. I called up Brother Rao, Dr. Naidu, and he told me, go to this guy over here. And we go to the doctor. It's like 90 degrees out. He's got a fever of 105. We have to sit out there all sweat holding him. Going to the doctor, and he gives us his prescription for aspirin, which is what we were trying to give him. He was throwing up, and I just throw up your hand and say, well, I hope it works this time. And it did. Thankfully, when we got home, he was able to take it. And so some of these doctors around aren't necessarily real good, but they do have doctors. And the hospital, Suzanne got excellent treatment at the hospital. Although she had to have a C-section for Stephen. The baby's cord was wrapped around his neck. But she got excellent care there. And so we praise the Lord for that. Yep. Do you have a question? We don't see too many elephants in Visakhapatnam. We haven't had a chance to ride an elephant yet, no. It's his plan. He will not, he told me he will not step aside until I am fluent in the language. But he's got, he's planted seven churches, or maybe eight in the north part, and then he's planted, or been involved in planting six churches about 200 kilometers south. And he'd like to go and help out with those, help those men as they are running their churches. And like I said, we have meetings with them, and we continually teach them and preach to them. Goals to be quarterly, but we're doing it about two times a year right now. Well, he helps support them. He helps to support them with a small amount, and they have work, they do jobs that they do. So. Not fully self-supporting, no, yet. Yes. Bibles? There's a man named Bob Jones. He's a missionary evangelist. He was one who told me about Brother Rao, but he raises money for Bibles. So yeah, we can find Bibles in our languages. We all have a Bible, and Brother Rao has a number of Bibles. Yep. There's a man actually at BIMI raising money for Bibles to bring to India also. But we do have a Bible in our language. A little bit, not a lot. But we do a little bit. We'll, as we progress, have more opportunities, take more opportunities, and do more to work and learn the language. Yeah. Yes, sir. I think I was told one time the construction workers would make like 200 rupees a day, which was about $4 a day. It's about three something now. They work hard. Had one guy came over, he raised money for churches and said, "I bet these people sleep all day." I was like, "No, they work very hard. It's not like America. These people don't work, they don't eat. And they work hard. They work from dawn to dusk. They work very hard."